brand new, never done before, and others that might be looking at something that we've done before, but now in a new light, and so it becomes brand new again. And I'll look in James 5, James 6, 2 Corinthians 5, probably. Mark 5, Mark 6, and then 2 Corinthians 5. So, as I was getting ready to enter this month, and I'm always come into Christmas kind of going, okay, how am I going to know the Lord in this season? Because I grew up 19 years of my life and I didn't know Jesus and I didn't know Christmas. And so Christmas was a wonderful discovery. And then, since then, I've got to, walk through the stories of the Bible in so many ways. And the Lord really began saying, I want to talk about my second advent as I came in the first advent, or the parallels of the sound of my arriving in my body as I arrived inside the womb of Mary. I want the miracle of the first Christmas was the Word became flesh by being placed inside a body or a woman's womb. The miracle of the second advent will be that the church becomes flesh by Christ being placed inside our womb. And the maturity of the church is going to happen. So I'm in this, and I'm thinking about the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. And for the last 3-4 weeks, Cam and I have been talking and hearing and sensing, okay, what we need to allow is Holy Spirit to flow and to percolate and fountains to fountain up again and rivers to flow. And then I looked, and if you take Luke's gospel and you look at the story and you see Zacharias, and he's a faithful servant and he's being introduced with an incredible fulfilled promise, and he can't get his mind around it, so he shuts down and he shuts up. And yet when he finally comes full circle 9 months later, he not only does he shut, he opens up, but he prophesies this glorious sound. And yet the sound that he prophesied was actually inside the promise that he was given by Gabriel. So he had 9 months of gestation of a prophetic sound growing. Now you have Mary, who's hearing this incredible sound of favor, and she's being told, this is going to come because the Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and because what has been spoken to you has within it the power and capacity of fulfillment. Then she finds herself in the precarious place with her fiancé, so she's off to be with Elizabeth, who's had a similar experience, and they have the first prophetic conference, and they begin to encourage one another with the voice of God, with the Spirit of God, and with the recognition of God inside each of them. And then Mary comes alive, and now she's singing the Magnificat. She's singing this glorious sound of my spirit will rejoice, my God, my Savior, just this sound. And then she's there for 3 months and goes home. Elizabeth has a baby. Now Zechariah gets his mouth freed and his prophetic sound comes. And it's just, if you see it like that, it gives you a different way of looking at how a sovereign event that was at the moment really involving 4 people, but they were being linked together, woven together through the recognition of what God was doing in each other. Does that make sense? So yesterday we had our staff meeting. We were praying for it. We were talking about Holy Spirit Month and Holy Spirit services. And I asked us to get together and let's just all stand around in a big circle and hold our hands. And let's just let the Holy Spirit come. And so we're just standing there, and some prayers are going, and we're hearing, and the presence of God's getting very strong. He's been there, was there early, now he's there again, he's continuing. And I heard the Lord say, and something I know to be true, but I've never remembered doing it in this way I did it. And I heard the Lord say, I want you to tell everybody to pull on the gifting that's on inside the people next to them. Pull that gifting out. Pull the gifting out. And to which we did, and we stepped into that. And when we did, there was a whole other dynamic of in the increase of God, because we started to pull. And the Lord brought me back to the story. Well, while I'm explaining this, while we're experiencing this, he takes me back to the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5, I believe. And I'm just going to read that one little portion, because then I want to show you another portion of Jesus in his hometown. And I think the two of them will help us perceive the opportunity in front of us that we could really take hold of. So in chapter 5, verse 24, Jesus went with him. He went with Jairus, and a great multitude followed him. They were on his way to Jairus' house because she had a very sick daughter. And now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. And now we have the explanation. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?' Like everybody's touching you." And he looked around and to see her who had done this thing. Now there's faith to faith connecting. And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." So she hears of Jesus, where faith comes from hearing. She makes a conclusion that if I could just, all I need to do is touch him and I could be healed. She does that without permission, and she pulls out of Jesus, Holy Spirit, without his volition. He only knows that something left. And she knows immediately she got it. He knows immediately he just released it. The power of the pull. Okay? Now, next chapter. Chapter 6, verse 1. Then, and this is after this story, because then he goes to Jairus' house and raises her daughter from the dead. Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. So he's going home. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. So he's in his town, the city of Nazareth. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this with which is given to him that such mighty works are performed by his hands?" And then, "Is this not the carpenter?" Evidently, Jesus had grown up to become a carpenter. "And the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon, and not his sisters here with us?" So they were offended, which is where we get the Greek word scandalized. They were up because of him. So they recognized something happening of wisdom, clarity, and brilliance. But then they click back into the familiarity of who they knew him to be growing up, little Jesus, growing up, bigger Jesus, and all of that. And so then they got stuck at his flesh because of their knowledge of him. They were familiar with him, so they could not receive the Jesus in him, so to speak. Does that make sense? So that's a dynamic. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, Paul is powerful leading up, but Well, I'll just read in verse 12. For we do not commend ourselves again to you and give to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have something to answer those who boast in appearance and not in heart, which is the whole dynamic of the new covenant, is that we are a heart people, not appearance people. And we are known and value heart, not appearance. And so he says, for we are beside ourselves, which is a really fun word to go into. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. And if we are of sound mind, it is for you. So if we get in the spirit, it's so God has access and it's for his benefit. And if we come into a sound mind or come back into a reasonability, it's for your sake. And then he goes on, he says, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge this, that if one died for all, then all died. So the fact that he died for all, now we all are dead for him. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, now here's the conclusion of this big thought. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We talk about this. You know, you can know somebody by the Spirit. And that is something that is because it's spirit to spirit. And you can know somebody by the flesh. And they said, we have to, and this is something we're all working on right now, to come out of the Jesus of Galilee to the resurrected Christ. The one with the fire in his eyes. The one that's a high priest. The one we're conformed, this resurrected Lord. To know him there, to know him by the Spirit, this life-giving Spirit. So it's so enlarging. But simple, we don't know him from the way we knew him when he walked the earth. We now know him by the Spirit. We don't have to know one another purely by the flesh. We want to be able to know one another by the Spirit. We want to be able to recognize Jesus in one another. We want to be able to become aware of the deposit of grace. We want to become aware of Holy Spirit's mantling and gifting and blessing. The trouble is, the woman with the issue of blood, all she did is hear about a man who was conducting great miracles, and faith came that she could receive her miracle. The trouble with Nazareth is they knew each other so well, they couldn't receive a new season, a dispensation. So they stumbled at that. And that's always for all of us. And it's not just because I know you so long and you're so-and-so and I know where you were in your junk and so you're still there. It's not just that. It's just that we all go through seasons, and after a while the season seems like it won't ever change. Or just, you know, oh, they always go that way. They always think that way. You always prophesy. And we can get too familiar, and familiarity breeds unbelief. And it just makes us so we can't pull or don't pull. Inside this room, inside of you, you are a temple. You carry God. I carry God. And the God I carry has gained access to my life through the journey with him. So he has deposited himself in me in levels that I am not even aware of for his glory and in all of us. And we are living stones to be joined together. And what we're endeavoring to do that's different than that, I could have And we will do some of this. We'll pull some prayer lines and we'll pull some people up and we'll have some people pray for others and prophesy. But we're familiar with that. And the thing I believe God wants to do is activate every one of us to activate the God, access the God, to lay hold of the one who dwells within us, the hope that's inside, the baby that we're carrying, and pull and allow the enlargement. And what I see us doing to begin that, which is not about a service, it's about a season of discovery and ability to recognize it or continue it. I want us to recognize the baby inside of each other. What makes my baby leap? You know, when you're carrying something, you quicken what I'm carrying. It's just the way it is, spirit to spirit. Whoa! And though that may not make sense to the natural mind, and it may not make sense to the familiar mind, it is perfectly kingdom commerce. And we, in this house, carry people that have carried Holy Spirit inside of them for 60, 70 years. Tell you, they have something I want. And we have others that are just coming into the zenith sound of this new move of God. And I want that. And there are people that have endured great hostility and troubles and have found God in the midst of suffering. And now they carry a glory. I want that. And all I need to do is to acknowledge it and pull on it. And all I need to do is to be willing to say, yeah, sure. Freely I receive, now freely I give. And so here's what I saw. How we're going to go, because now I'm done talking. I saw us creating groups of four, because in a group of four, we'll be able to move pretty quickly. Each group of four, introduce ourselves, and then we're going to take a moment and join hands like a circle, square, and we're going to just pull on the Holy Spirit inside our brother and sister, the gift, the calling, which will mean for some of us, I don't know who you are, so that means I really got to know you by the Spirit. And for some others, we might go, oh, I know you way too well. What could you possibly have that I need? Now I'm going to have to really know you by the Spirit, because everybody's got something that everybody needs. Everybody, the only way the body, this one works, is that everything keeps flowing. Nothing gets, the blood goes all through the body. It doesn't go to one portion, and then only that portion just goes all the way around. So we're going to let the Holy Spirit flow. So we'll pull, and I'll kind of just MC, talk it out loud, and then we'll take a moment, and we'll begin to release upon each other the things that the others are carrying, and then maybe we have a lineup in the front at the end, and probably then it'll be, we'll pause and start next week. So can you stand up with me and find a group of four? And, again, I don't know that trying to find people you really know well is what you have to do, and don't be afraid to know them. And if you're in a fight with somebody, maybe find somebody else. I don't know. Just everybody a group of four. Just four. Not four no more. Us four and no more. Just to help me out. Just one, two, three, four. When you got it, there's somebody over here. Somebody needs to, right over. Come on over. Once you get a group of four, yeah, break it up. If you're full, go find a new place. Go, look around. Now don't start praying. Introduce yourselves. Hello, my name's Steve. How are you? Just hello, welcome, hi. Finding a group of four. Gainer, back here. There's three back way over there. All the way back. Keep going, keep going, keep going. They're on the line, sitting down. Everybody got a group of four, or nobody's stuck with like two? Cool, cool, cool. Three, four. Hello, my name is, welcome. Super. Diana's going to give us anointed music in the back so Holy Spirit can move. Okay, now just close your eyes and take hold of each other's hands. And now just let go of the other, you know, just let go of any self-consciousness and self, and just say in your heart, and you can be out loud or you can be quiet, but just start to pull and say, I want what you have put inside my brother, my sister, and see if your mind won't start articulating it. You might start discerning stuff and pull on it. Like the woman with the issue of blood pulled on the virtue Jesus carried and knew immediately she had been healed. Go ahead. Just start pulling. You say, I don't know how to pull. You'll learn. We all learn this way. Just pull. Like a straw. It's like a straw in a big milkshake. You kind of... Yes, Lord. And we'll have some music so that you don't have to feel so quiet conscious. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. We need you to do this. Heavenly Father, we declare that the blood of Jesus is over the entire congregation here and any joining us on the internet. We declare the blood of Jesus gives us boldness to access the holiest of place, the very throne room of God. We declare that as we join hands with members of the body of Christ, that there inside we become one, a new creation. And we now take hold of the gifts and callings, the blessings, the impartations, the glories. And we say, God, I want what you've placed inside my brother. Not coveting to take it from them, but to drink of it, to receive of it, to welcome. I'm full and I want the power and the wonder and the beauty and the blessing that is inside of these vessels that you have placed. Do it, Father. If you feel happy, that's fine. If you feel tipsy, that's wonderful. If you weep, that's acceptable and glorious. If your body twitches, that's terrific. Let the Spirit of God flow. If your mind begins to have visions, wonderful, wonderful. If dreams and quickening and awakening, sounds and voices, come, Holy Spirit. Pull. Just pull. Don't be afraid. It's not gonna hurt. God will not just give you a pig. He give you the Holy Spirit. That's what we're asking for. Our God, our Father, knows how to give us good gifts. Just coming a little different than we might have done before. Oh, yes, God. I want one. Brother carries. I honor what they carry. I recognize Jesus has deposited inheritances, gifts, and callings, and blessings. I recognize journeys have been embarked upon, pilgrimages set out. Fruits of the Spirit that have been cultivated and nurtured and grown into harvest. Wine that is new and fresh or old and the best. Pull. You are the woman right now. The issue of blood plaguing you 12 years. Jesus has been heard that he's here, and if you touch him, you can be healed. Pull on Jesus. Touch him. Next to you, pull on the person across from you, pull. Let the Spirit of God define and declare. Let the sound of what he's saying be articulated back to him in praise. I'm receiving. I am receiving this now. I am receiving what God is giving me. Become aware for a moment and just drink of the movement of God in this room right now. The Spirit of God moving amongst the multifaceted, many-member body of Jesus. Ha ha, shebo hondala, Shemundara, the gifts of healings that are awakening afresh and new. The callings and prophetic voice and sound. Come on, wake it up, Jesus. The babies are coming. You can go larger than your circle. You can begin to sense the sound and the voice and the movement of God now. Come on. Pull it in, because in a moment you're going to give it away. Just pull it up, because in a moment you're going to give it away. Pull it up, pull it in, pull it in. Receive, 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 receive. Freely we receive. Now freely in a moment we're going to give it away. If you're on joining us and you're at home or alone or later on the time, pull from this moment. You can't touch maybe a physical person, but you can touch this whole meeting. Everything that's moving, the commerce of heaven, is flowing towards you through your smartphone or your tablet or your computer. It's coming. It's yours. Drink, pull. Who knows what God might give you tonight or today or tomorrow, whatever day you're here. Whoa, there. Okay, now we're going to change direction. This is how we're going to do it. Very simple. I think it'll work. I hope. I want the same group to stay in contact, but I want three people to pray for one person and release now to that one person whatever's flowing and growing. And then once you've done that, turn and another three people pray for one person, so that by the time all of us have been prayed for by three people, right? Does that make sense? So it doesn't matter, just three of you start praying for one of you. Okay, go ahead. And this time now we're going to get loud, and we can just go ahead. Just say, we're all going to get prayed for, so we don't care who we start with, but we're starting with one, and all three are praying. And give away, Holy Spirit, flow. And prophesy, or bless, or release. Yeah. Don't be afraid. Give it away. And while you're being prayed for, receive. Pull. just give away. Bless, prophesy, and keep moving. Just want to make sure, praying one for another, pouring out, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God, filled with the Spirit. Oh, somebody listening or watching us at tonight, or it might even be a later moment, but there's a pulling of the Spirit of God, a pulling, and you're struggling with the pulling because there's a lot of memories that it's triggering, and the triggered memories are trauma stuff, and it's not good, and it wasn't good, it never was right. But yet God is calling you through that. He's like pulling you through. And you don't have to be afraid, because he's going to demolish, dismantle the structures that hell built through that experience or experiences of trauma, and create a path of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life through you. And you will be a beacon of light in the midst of broken people. You will walk among those who dwell in darkness, and they will see a great light because you allowed Jesus to bring you through the trauma. He's going to grant you grace to verbalize what's going on. You'll be saying, whoa, this is what's happening. Pull. Let him bring you through. You're like, there's a feeling like Joshua the high priest in Zechariah 3, that you're standing here, but you're more aware of your filthy garments and Satan's opposition than you are that Father's about to do something. But the word of the Lord comes to you and says, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? The Lord has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. And there is a demonstration of liberation coming, and your identity and your calling and your sound is coming, and you're going to be happy and childlike even in the midst of transfiguration and trauma release. One moment crying but still laughing, one moment but then going, it's coming, the great Jesus has come to rescue you and deliver you. And the Lord is commanding the angels to take away the filthy garments, the used garments, the clothes you've worn for such a time. They're coming off, and he's putting on a rich robe, commanding a rich robe of righteousness, bridal garments. Feel them, receive them, welcome him. Acknowledge, I'm receiving my garments. They're coming right now to you. And you're just letting them pull you through. You're just not fighting. You're releasing, you're letting go, and he's taking you into his embrace, into his acceptance, into his prophetic word over you. You are being blessed right now, for you have been blessed, and you have held your place, and though it was difficult, and though many fought against you and caused great damage to you, God saw the journey and now decrees recovery, redemption, resurrection, life. And it's the power of the endless life that's coming. Yes, Jesus. Come on. Oh, Lord. Yeah, keep giving it away. Move on and hit someone else. You don't have to get it in the mind. Just let it go. Let the Spirit of God flow. Yes, God. Yes, God.
We love the fragrance of your
Still praying for one another, keep doing that. If you're completed, let's just turn our affection to worship for a moment. We'll let you go and release you in a second. It's just, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, you are the glorious, triumphant King. You are the victorious. You are the mighty God, the mighty King, the mighty Lord, the Redeemer.
Glorious King, glorious Lord, glorious King.
We worship.
You
we
are
worship.
Glorious, my King.
You are glorious.
King of kings, you are glorious, my Lord.
You are
the Lord.
Oh, come on. Yeah, he's flowing. Let him.
Savior.
It's now springing up inside of us
King
like fountains.
Of kings, you are glorious, my Lord.
How, yes, oh God.
My Lord of Lords.
How we love your name, Jesus. You're the beautiful one. We love together.
How we love your name, Jesus, you're the beautiful one. We love your name.
How we love your name, Jesus, you're the beautiful one. We love your name. Give him the praise. We praise you, Jesus. We love your name, Jesus. You're the beautiful one. We love your name. Just three more times, give him the praise. Of kings, how we love you. Ah, come on, Daddy. Take over.
Shabbat.
King of kings, how we love you. Lord of lords. Triumphant, victorious Christ. We are led in triumph always, now, today, and forevermore.
We love the fragrance of your holy name, Jesus.
Whoa, here we go.
You came and brought us into the reign of grace. We love you. We love the fragrance of your holy name.
you're invited to continue praying and staying and engaging as long as you like. But we have the children's ministry and people have commitments. I want to honor our set time. So I'm going to release a blessing and you're free to move into your evening. Because I believe we're opening spigots, unplugging wells, and there's much more to flow. So it's not the end here, just the beginning. So I bless you with the gift of laughter to unplug the wells of your fathers. I bless you with the honest encounter of the Samaritan woman to discover your Messiah and come alive and free. I bless you with rivers that become living water fountains flowing forth. I bless you with songs to sing again over the desert so it springs up a well and begins to soar. I bless you with Holy Spirit encounters. I bless you with being undone and beside yourself by God. I bless you with the permission to be wrecked. I bless you with the permission to discover, to hear things you've never heard, to see things you've never seen, to be told things you've never been told, and to step into a new place. I bless you with the voice and the sound of God and the ministry of the Spirit of God and the holy angels. I bless you this season to discover Christ, discover the resurrected Lord, to embody or carry him. I bless you with a great evening and a good day tomorrow, and a movement in the Holy Spirit to walk in the Spirit. Lord God, seal what you're doing, but don't stop it. Keep it growing and growing and growing into all of our lives, our families, our services. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Stay in.